Blog Talk Radio.
You know we're talking about the power!
It's all about the boom. That's right. Right here at the FCW Future Focus. Welcome. I'm your host, Pastor Brown. Bob Rogers with me. We have out of Chicago, Marvelous Marcus Buckley. Marcus, what's up?
What's up, man? What's up? How's everybody?
Yeah. We also have on the mic in the house, Tony Motown Allen. Tony, what's up?
Not too much, dude. How you feeling?
I'm chilling. This is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. I'm sitting back, just kicking it, amazed at wrestling this past week, and getting ready for next week because I think it's going to be interesting. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to somebody. This gentleman is going to be he's listened to our program. Well, I think he's listened once. But I got to actually meet his aunt yesterday because he was talking about it with his aunt. And his aunt was like, oh, wow, you're him. I'm like, yeah. So, Orville Brown Jr., what's up, man? Good having you on the program. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing well. The aunt is real proud of you. So, keep it up, man. Really keep it up. And always tune in because, you know, we like having listeners like you. Thank you. But, dude, gentlemen, this week, I got to say, Wednesday was the best week for wrestling there was. And I'm going to say this right off top. And y'all going to laugh at me. And some of you are going to look at it like, huh, are you serious? But if you've seen Wednesday and you've seen AEW Dynamite, when I say this, you will understand. Dax Harwood, next AEW champion, period. I'm sorry. That man clown.
I wasn't expecting that.
Against CM Punk. That was classic.
I've just got one question. And you know what I'm going to say. Okay. You know what I'm going to say. Okay, if Zach's gonna be the champ, who's the booker now?
Tony.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because if TK still got the book, never happened. It never ever happened.
This is my thing. It wouldn't happen under any promoter, and that's what's sad. It would happen under me if I was running it. Probably you. I can see Tony agreeing with it. Rob, I would definitely say he would agree with it.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
us,
Cornette.
Yeah,
maybe Cornette, maybe.
No. I don't even think Cornette.
I don't know. Cornette's a big fan of his. I don't know.
It ain't that he's a fan of his. A lot of promoters have this problem. I'm one of the few that don't think this way. And I've been laughed at, ridiculed, and everything. But in the way I would present it, it would be interesting and different than what's ever been done before. When you have someone like Dax Harwood that's in a tag team that's that efficient like they are, okay, they don't like breaking that up.
Yeah.
They don't like breaking that up unless it comes down to, all right, we're going to break it up and we're going to, you know, do something good. I mean, think about it. You go all the way back to, you know, Jack Tunney, not Jack Tunney, but, oh, God, what was dude's name? He was running WCW.
Jack Tunney?
Yeah, I know. But any WCW promoter, any WWF, WWE promoter, anybody from Ring of Honor, Crockett, there you go. Crockett, Jim Crockett, throughout history, would never break that team up, except in a once-in-a-lifetime attraction, and it wouldn't even be for a title. It would just be them fighting each other because they're mad at each other. You know, I mean, and that's the sad part. I could see it working, especially if they, yeah, if they heels, yeah, definitely I could see it working. But unfortunately, we don't have the creative minds like that. They think everything should stick to one specific thing when they don't realize you can kind of branch out a little bit and do something a little bit different, not too extravagant, but a little bit different, and then go back into the way for things. I mean, what do you guys think? Am I crazy?
Okay, now as far as, like, why they wouldn't want to do it, there's another thing that you got to, like, kind of keep in mind, too, though. It's, like, how many times have we seen teams split up and the fans backlash on it, too, though? So, I mean, part of it is not only, like, their mindset as far as, like, we have a good team. Fans, as much as fans want something different, they don't always want something different, or they don't always accept something different. Like, so I think some of that is also, like, the backlash. FTR is a very popular tag team, and I could see a lot of their hardcore fans being pissed if you split them up.
Yeah. And my thing is, they wouldn't be split up,
not to piggyback off Marcus and the booking, though, but you would have to do an outstanding job of booking to like really win over the fans on that.
Yeah, and I just think as fans, we're just not – it's just so unheard of, you know. I mean, other than Shawn Michaels, I mean, they have tried it, you know, Ricky Morton, you know, Road Warrior Hawk. I mean, I remember even Bobby Eaton for a little while, you know, and it just didn't work. You know, it just couldn't – you know, it's hard to see. I mean, you know, Road Warrior Hawk had a couple of matches.
Well, hold on. Let's look at the examples that you gave. I wouldn't agree with all of them didn't work. The Animal, that did not work.
Right.
What was the other one that you said besides them?
Ricky Morton. Ricky Morton.
Now, when you start talking about the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express, I would have to disagree. I think it did work. I think it would have worked. Because they had that traditional game set to where, let's just say one would have won the world title, that would have made the other one actually relevant. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, we just see them in a tag team, but now we got to see a one-on-one? Holy crap. You know what I'm saying? The leaders of each team,
I don't know if putting the title on Ricky Morton would make Robert Gibson relevant. As a singles competitor.
Right, he wouldn't have been. And Bobby Eaton, Mike Skills.
No. I think you misunderstood me. I'm not saying it makes their tag team partner relevant. I'm saying it makes the other tag team's head guy regular relevant. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
The natural enemy. So it would make them relevant. The two tag team partners could be like, how do you say it? I wouldn't say stooges, but they looking out for their boys type thing. You know, and it could start a whole separate thing with them.
Well,
and that would be the secondary star.
Okay, let's flash back to Midnight Rockers. They tried that. I mean, now, Marty Jannetty might be a bad example. He was a basket case, but that whole program didn't really, for me, didn't do anything. I don't think even if Marty Jannetty would have been, you know, such a basket case, I can't see him, you know, rising to a level even close to the level that Shawn Michaels did. To me, that wasn't really, I wouldn't have called it a successful program, I didn't think.
Only thing with that, though, is, like, I mean, it's really hard to say what would have happened if Marty Jannetty's head would have been in the right place, though, because, I mean, Marty Jannetty's personal issues killed that. but they might have been had a good program with them, but Jannetty ruined all that.
Right.
But hold on. I just again, but the example that you gave is totally opposite of what I'm talking about. Okay, let me use another tag team so you get what I'm saying, because these guys never faced off, but I'm just using them as an example. Let's use the Midnight Rockers, right? Shawn Michaels is the guy that looks like he could, you know, tear it up, blah, 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 as a single competitor. Prove that, blah, blah, blah. But on the other team, let's just say you got the Young Bucks. I'm puked when I just said that, but we're just going to say you got the Young Bucks. And let's just say, for instance, Matt Jackson was the one that could work and blah, 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 exceptionally well as a single competitor, blah, blah, blah. If Mark Jackson, whatever his name is, would become champion, he would make Shawn Michaels more relevant because they're automatic opposite enemies. You see what I'm saying, on different tag teams?
Oh, these are kind of
so
like,
it wouldn't be bringing his own. It wouldn't bring his own teammate up. It will bring the other competitor up, whoever he's going against.
Oh, I can see that. Kind of like Edge and Christian and the Hardys. Kind of like that.
Right. And then Edge steps up to be that top dude, and then Jeff Hardy.
Right.
Jeff Hardy
okay.
gets the championship. It makes Edge automatic relevant because, yo, wait a minute, hold up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
okay.
like that.
Okay.
And then the two lower ones could be facing each other too in a single. And have a story going there.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
But here's a tag team where that split up, and I'm actually going to give TNA a little credit here. Because when they did it, I was really kind of surprised. They didn't actually want to see the team split up, but it worked for them. It was Beer Money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
James Storm and Bobby Roode.
I know, man. I know. And I'm going to be real with you. I don't understand why. I think it's just Roode wants to stay with WWE. And I don't know why.
That has to be it. Because it's just
champion.
Like, yeah.
Roode should have been champion in WWE. He should have been the champion.
Oh,
whatever. He should have been the
absolutely.
And they just basically waxed him off like Mr. Miyagi. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's the most disappointing one I have seen. How they treated somebody. I mean, yeah, I get Kofi. I get Big E. I'm digging those two because I feel they treated them wrong, too. But Roode was a slip.
Yeah.
Roode was one that they are just, I mean, you have to have smoked something Snoop Dogg wouldn't smoke to think that way. You know,
yeah, exactly.
They messed that up bad, real bad.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think they should recover from that. But they don't, they're not even attempting to look and say, oh, we made a mistake. Let's build this guy up.
Oh, no, they're not. Not at all.
Man, this is bad. And if you look at booking like that, that tells you a lot about that wrestler, too. You know, you can tell ones that want to leave a legacy and ones that are there for the money. And I think that's part of Roode's thing, too. He sees that money coming in.
I think that's a point of his career that he's at right now. It's just kind of, it's almost like the whole Goodfellas thing, like, F you, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay me.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, he's on free chicken, though, so he... Oh, it is. Because, I mean, it's just talent wasted.
Yeah,
if you
was,
had, I was gonna say the man has everything. I mean, let's say the man has everything. I mean, he's chiseled, air ring, Mike. I mean, I don't know what Vince not seeing in him.
For his air ring style and what he could do and everything, I mean, I like, in my opinion, when he signed him, I like they got their next Triple H.
Mm-hmm. And they blew it.
Yeah.
It's sad. Real sad. But we were talking about AEW Dynamite, y'all, all the way though.
Yes.
But honestly, man, honestly, that show in whole was good except for one spot. That when I saw this person's face, I wanted to puke. And I was never so glad to see Dan Lambert in my life. I was finally happy to see him. I'm like, thank God. It gets that chick off the front of my screen. Why is Tay Conti coming out talking trash to anybody?
Oh, goodness.
That is... I'm sorry. I this is one time I think Dan Lambert would win if it was a match. I'm just saying. I'm being 100%. Tay Conti has why? Why would you? It makes no sense. Why that girl is talking trash in the first place. There should be an invisible hand that appears out of nothing and just smacks her in the mouth anytime she tries to talk. She cuts a terrible promo. I don't care if she's bilingual. I don't care if she's trilingual. She can speak 20 different languages. I don't want to hear either. The only language I want to hear from her is, shh, be quiet. That's the only language I want to hear. And the line was funny though. About after Lambert kissed the belt and what he said, I gotta give him props on that one. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, I would have went and got me some bleach. It's like, oh, God, no. But can somebody tell me, and maybe I'm just being wrong, okay? Maybe I'm overlooking something. It's not like the bunny, okay? The bunny is just no. No way the bunny is getting anything, any type of compliments, any type of breath of fresh air. I don't care if she was down on the street. I wouldn't. No, no. But I honestly have not seen Tay Conti in anything that remotely constitutes a good wrestling match. I haven't seen anything Tay Conti was in that can bring you like to an okay wrestling match. I have barely seen Tay Conti in matches that you could say it was a terrible wrestling match. It's more than terrible for me when she's on there. Have you guys seen anything where it was a good match with her? Maybe I'm missing something. Is it some indie stuff out there where she's good? I mean, can actually wrestle?
I mean, she don't have memorable matches. I won't say she's horrible. Like, I'm sure there's worse women wrestlers out there than her, but she's not really memorable.
Not at all.
Eva Marie. Okay. I'll give you Eva Marie.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I would say Big Swole was still worse than her, but you know, she's usually on the fast forward button for me normally. You know, her matches.
I guess that's the difference. When you see her as a fast forward, When I see it, I'm going to erase the whole damn tape.
Like, this does not happen. This doesn't exist.
Her and Bunny are the two that do that to me. And I'm like, okay, maybe, because I had to think about that. I talked to my friend about wrestling when I'm at the store. And, you know, he comes in on his lunch break and we talk wrestling and he's like, dude, why are you so hard on the Bunny? And I'm like, because I can't stand that chick. I don't even want to sit down and watch the chick. I don't even want to be comatose about it. I don't even want her around.
I see the Bunny more than on Tato.
I can't see the Bunny. I can't see
Bunny
that.
Got on my nerve from like day one. I mean, back even in her like AEW, I mean, not AEW, TNA days, like, the Bunny was just annoying as hell.
Yeah, her voice. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh God, Jesus Christ! You run some thing in the chalkboard and was turned off.
You know what pissed me off? If you remember, and if anybody has listened to our very first episodes that we did, there's a story about me and the Bunny.
Oh yeah.
And it pissed me off. Because my thing is, if I want to come and get a picture for somebody, I'm going to let you know. Don't just jump in like you're some beauty queen. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I want the Bunny. I don't want you. Rosemary is my girl. And what makes
she's
you
jumping
think
in like
that you are all
one? She's jumping in like she's Nikita.
Yeah. Nikita can do that all day long. But how are you going to assume that I want a picture with you? I wish we still had that picture when Rob snapped it on accident when she did that. I had that face like, what the hell are you doing next to me? She didn't understand. She was confused. And it looked like she had a little attitude, like, how dare you turn down my beauty? And I'm like, because you can't wrestle. I'm here for wrestlers.
I mean, because the thing with the Bunny is, like, yeah, she's not really good in the ring. She's not really good on the mic. And let's just be honest. I mean, she's kind of goofy looking. Like, I'm not saying she's, like, Dana Brooke type ugly. But she just got, like, the weird, I don't know what it is about the way she looks. I mean, that's why she's hideous, but it's just something not quite right with her, you know?
I can tell you what ain't right. Her being in a wrestling ring. That's what's not right. I'm sorry. Oh, God. See, this is, how can I say it? When the Bunny has that attitude of, I mean, I can't explain it. I just can't explain it. It just irritates the hell out of me. I understand, but
if she had an attitude, she needed to be up there like Mandy Rose.
I think she'd be more believable. I actually think she would fit that role better than Mandy Rose. Because I don't get that aura from Mandy Rose. I look at it and, okay, yeah, that's really fake. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she's like that for real.
No, not at all.
I can't. Right. Bunny, yeah, I can believe that. It's like MJF. Yeah, I can believe that.
Oh, MJF's a natural prick. I mean, you can just tell it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's that dude that was in school that just talked trash to everybody. No matter if he got his butt whooped or not, he was still going to talk trash. He can get jumped after school by six dudes and he's still talking trash. MJF is that dude. I'm sorry. You know. I got a prompt for him, but
I mean, he right now MJF is like our Piper right now with his heel work. Like he is like one of the best heels.
Oh, no question. He's the best heel in the business right now. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And nobody can touch him. I don't care. This acknowledge me crap, no.
Well, now Roman is, come on now. You got to come. Roman is good. Like, we got to give him that role. You got to give him credit.
If it wasn't for Paul Heyman, nobody would be acknowledging him right now.
Well, that's a part of it, but I mean, I don't want to get off our format, but no, I like Roman in his role.
See, here's my thing with Roman, and we need to talk about this in WWE part though. But Roman is over, and he's really good though. But Roman's not drawing MJF heat though. Like Roman's not drawing like true heel heat.
Right. I mean, Roman is getting almost as many cheers right now as he is booze at the moment, actually.
Yeah. People are acknowledging him.
Acknowledge me. Okay.
No, he's in God mode. That was one of my favorite lines. But let's get back to AEW, though. We'll talk about Roman a little bit later. Actually, no, Roman's next week, right?
Yeah, Roman's going to be one of our main topics next week when we start talking about the Sunday part of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we'll be talking about the actual card, Saturday card, later in the show around the 5 o'clock hour. Do our picks. I'll get the results of who was picking what in different Facebook groups. We're going to just do it as a collective, and I'll give you the average and see what the audience thinks. Who's going to win these matches, which is going to be interesting. But my question to you guys is this. Do you think either night of WrestleMania is actually going to be better than Revolution?
Real quick, before we go on to WrestleMania, one more thing about AEW. Real quick.
Are we saying on AEW?
Okay, cool. Okay.
But, okay, we go to the, I mean, we had the, what, eight-man tag team, Darby Allin and the Hardys, which was kind of cool seeing the Hardys in there with Sting. I think that was a good eyesight thing right there. Of course, Darby Allin and Sting went that one. Now, this is where I kind of was shaking my head. Griff Garrison and Brian Pillman Jr. with Julia Hart. That's another one. Versus John Moxley and the American Dragon Bryan Danielson with William Regal. I liked the match, but I didn't like it.
Really?
You're dealing with John Moxley and the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. The only person that even got a halfway chance on the Varsity Blondes is Brian Pillman Jr. Griff Garrison, no. I'm sorry. No. It's just, I can't. When you're in the ring with that type of talent, it's going to take special talent to make it competitive. But Griff Garrison was just not that dude for me. Brian Pillman Jr., I have seen magic come from him in independent dates. I've seen him in the independent ring. So I know he can. Griff, I don't know. I just don't see it.
See, I've never seen it with him, but...
Go ahead.
I've never seen it with him, though, but I thought, like, this might be his come-out time, though. Like maybe they're going to bring something out of the kid.
They didn't.
Yeah, because I'm really disappointed in how Dave, and I'm going to say it again, how Brian Pillman Jr. has been booked. I mean, I just think with his skill set, I've seen one indie match for him that was pretty good. But with his skill set and coming off the momentum of his Dark Side of the Ring, his father's Dark Side of the Ring, I thought he had a chance to be at least a good mid-card to upper mid-card face. I thought, but I think he's way, his skill set is way better to be just a jobber, pretty much.
If we're going to talk about Brian Pillman Jr.'s booking, they had a gold mine, and they really kind of dropped the ball.
Right.
They kind of AEW with Pillman with MJF.
Right. Exactly.
They had a golden opportunity, especially with MJF with his mic work. You had a perfect opportunity to make him the golden boy, like the ultimate like fan favorite, just the way that just from that dude alone.
Right. I mean, seeing how AEW is lacking quality faces, I thought he was a perfect opportunity for him to fill one of those roles.
But you know,
no,
what? I can't blame it on Tony though. This one I do got to blame on Brian Pillman Jr. His promos was lackluster. He didn't come out with enough fire. But MJF was saying that he should have came out on fire, driving along, all the fire trucks around in the five boroughs is coming right to him. He should have been on that fire. He should have been on him, in his behind. And I guess part of it has to do with production and Tony, but for most part, at least his promo should have showed that, and they didn't. They didn't at all. I was just looking like, dude, did you hear what he just said, and you just did it with your thumbs? MJF liked to be like that. Mine will be like a ghetto version of CM Punk. You know, I'll come at him, and it was like MJF was getting forecasted in this, and he was just trying to step back and just do what he was supposed to do instead of coming out with his own pop. I'll say that. That was disappointing, but that match was good. I mean, I'm not saying it was terrible. It was good. Of course, Bryan Danielson and John Moxley wins, and then Moxley takes the mark. I like part of it. I didn't like the rest of it. I mean, you're going to find out the hard way. Okay. Too much wrestling terminology. Yo, don't even bring that to the fans. You should just left that alone. You know, you want to be a Regal, you want to appreciate Regal, blah, blah, blah. That's cool, but it's just... Moxley don't need the mic ever again.
No, he really don't.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that team. I'm not a fan of Moxley and Brian being together.
Why do you say that? That's one thing that I'm interested in.
Well, maybe because I'm not a fan of Moxley, for one, maybe. And it's just... I don't see any kind of cohesion. I don't understand the pairing. I mean, it's just, to me, visually, they don't look good as a team. Nothing about that team just does anything for me other than just Daniels wrestling.
I get you. Now, can I explain something? I want you to think back to something that I said. And with this team, I think it's going to come true, unfortunately. Remember when I said that I was afraid, you know, with the booking of Tony Khan, that it was going to become mostly this death match, you know, hardcore wrestling type thing? I don't know if you remember, you guys remember me saying that on the program or not.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because that was like I want to say that was one of the matches you least look forward to on the pay-per-view.
Right. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen. And I see it more and more every day. When you say you don't understand the matchup, I understand why they matched them up from the indies. Because I think they had an indie match that just, wow. Wow. Now I know you expect John Moxley to do all that and to be in that. But look, what little do people know Bryan Danielson is in that too? Bryan Danielson has done deathmatch. And I think the pairing is like a hard, is like a deathmatch tag team. Just to have a different set of a tag team in that division. It brings eyeballs to it because of the names. And then they're going to make people's eyeballs fall out because they're going to do that deathmatch stuff as a tag team. You're going to see some interesting maneuvers. Because I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to incorporate some of that deathmatch stuff into wrestling moves and wrestling tag team moves. Because they're smart enough to do it. Do I think it should be done, though? No. Mark my words. I'm going to give it 6 months. You'll see a deathmatch tag team.
Well, I hope you're incorrect on this one.
I hope I am, too.
Yeah.
I really do. But you see where I'm going with this. I mean, it's just...
Oh, I could definitely see it happening. Absolutely. I'm just hoping not.
You know? Tony Khan, you know, he's going to be like, hey, well, you guys want to do it. You know, Daniel Bryan, okay. You know? I think the only one that can stop that is Regal. But I don't think Regal could even stop it right now.
Actually, Regal's the only thing, in my opinion, as far as them two being paired together, Regal's the only thing that's really kind of making it work, though, because, I mean, when he really started this stuff, I did not want to see them together. Like, that them coming together as a tag team was never something that interests me, though. The only thing that's making it interesting is Regal, in my opinion.
This is the only thing I'm hoping. Remember Regal slapped Yuta?
Right.
I'm hoping that they put Yuta as Moxley's tag team partner. And then you have Danielson being the heel that he always was with Regal. And then they're trying to capture all of the gold, like a four horseman type thing.
That'd be cool.
I could deal with Yuta and Moxley.
That would work better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I could deal with Yuta and Moxley. But I just don't like Daniel Bryan in that. Daniel Bryan is the man. He is the beast. But the next segment, MJF came out to the ring with the chairman, Sean Spears, with security guards and tutus. Wardlow, strong as he is, couldn't bowl those security guards over like bowling pins as they are. And they held him back some kind of way. I just want to know what the security guards are drinking to do that. And they basically says, I'll pay you to sit at home. Oh, my God. I think the shots at WWE is funny, but now they're getting old. It's starting to get a little old now.
Well, what's getting old to me is all the security guard spots, all the security spots. I'm kind of tired of seeing those. It seems like it's every week now on one of these shows.
That doesn't bother me that much because I know I get why they do that. It just seems like one gets noticed if the other one's doing it, and we got to do it too, you know, instead of being original with. But I get the spot. I get the spot. Especially MJF's case.
I just don't want to see it every week. That's my thing.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't understand why in the world that Roman Reigns would even do something like that. I mean, he's the head of the table. He's a tribal chief. And I would think it would be opposite with him, but we'll talk about that in the WWE side after the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, it got me confused. But this Shawn Spears, I'm sorry. Let's just say this. Especially in the city of Indianapolis, if the right wrestling fans go to an AEW show, they're going to boo Shawn Spears out the building. Because there's only been one chairman in wrestling in the Midwest for the last 25, 30 years. And it wasn't Shawn Spears. It was Joey Owens. And I could have sworn Shawn Spears, before his name came out in AEW, came to a show here in Indianapolis that Joey was on. And then all of a sudden, he comes out and he's the chairman.
Yeah, what's his name, Joey? What's his name?
Joey the Kid Owens is his name. I used to work for his dad.
Okay.
Joey the Kid Owens, it was a tag team with a guy named Hillbilly Jed. Another guy that you would look at, and most people would, you know, I talk about these guys that look at people's bodies instead of what they can do in the ring. If you look at Jed, you'll be like, and I've seen people do it, they're like, this dude can't wrestle, so what is this dude doing in here? And the man is agile as hell. He's, if you remember, God, what was that dude? I know him as Osiris on Andy, but he was Congo Kong in TNA. I don't know if you remember that. What was his name? Richards. It was a little dude named Richards. He actually was managing Congo Kong. I've wrestled Congo Kong. Boy, that's a big dude. He makes me look like I'm starving for malnutrition. And Jed is the same way, and they both can fly. Congo Kong could jump off the top rope at 375 pounds. But Joey the Kid Owens, has been chairman here in Indianapolis for the longest, had that name for the longest, has fought multiple people with that name. And then all of a sudden, he comes up to chairman. Right. And you got him just, I don't know why he's even thinking about what he could do with Wardlow if he had 40 chairs. Because I would see Wardlow in a real fight just taking a dude, picking him up, and throwing him like 5 miles. We didn't wait an hour for him to walk back, and he throw him another 5 pounds. I mean, I understand that MJF is being a heel and he's running and he's hiding behind people. Why would you do Shawn Spears? See, that silence also makes me think that nobody can answer that question. I mean, I would think MJF, if he had that money, okay, again, you might be saying Tony's booking, but I would think MJF has all this money, why didn't they bring another big dude into the mix that nobody's seen that's getting in Wardlow? Kill two birds with one stone. Oh, I can pay you, and I'm going to pay you to get whooped by him. My guy I hired. Am I wrong, or?
Well, again, you know what I'm going to say, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I'm hoping to see is that where they're going with this now is Wardlow doing a bunch of stuff to get himself fired, and, you know, from MJF to fire him. And he just quote unquote signs with AEW, like he'll destroy what's his name? He'll destroy MJF's car. He'll cost them matches. You know, things like that. That, you know, I'm hoping that's where they're going with it. And but I just hope somebody's smart enough to do it in a way that's entertaining. I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too, because it's like,
that's got to be where that's got to be where they're going with this. Well, I shouldn't say got to be, but I mean, he obviously is not going to sit at home. Period. And eventually, he's got to let him go from his contract so he can quote unquote be officially works for AEW. So I mean, it's got to. So this is a golden opportunity just to, you know, spread this feud out till they have their next big pay-per-view.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
Am I here?
There you go. I don't know what happened.
Oh. I'm like, because I was saying something and y'all just kept going. I'm like, okay, there's no way they can hear me.
Oh, man, that's ugly. But go ahead. What were you going to say, Tony?
I was trying to go back a little bit, though. AEW got a person that came for that role to take on Warlow. It's Brian Cage. He's been on TV for months. You can easily bring him back as a hired gun.
Yeah. See, that would be good.
Ooh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Brian
yeah.
Cage versus Warlow.
Yeah. You get Cage that you're paying and not using, which is just insane to me. And it'll fit that feud perfect.
Yeah, he would.
Right. And it prolongs the eventual MJF Warlow match.
Right, so you don't want to rush that.
Right, right.
I know Cage. And see, the problem with him, he's big, but he likes to do a lot of the high-flying stuff.
Yeah.
And that's been his problem. You know, when it comes to fitting into a spot, they want him to be just straight, solid muscle, and he actually is more of a cruiserweight than anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would mesh with Wardlow's style. Now, I think him and Keith Lee would be good.
Or even Powerhouse Hobbs, even.
Yeah, but Hobbs to me is more of a ground guy. Lee, I see matching him more because they're both aerial. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, Hobbs is good for Wardlow.
Yeah, because I think it would be good, but I don't want to see them start burying Keith Lee already. And that's what would happen. Wardlow would have to go over if they put Keith Lee in there with them, just for the sake of this program, with the eventual program.
No, you misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm saying Brian Cage would be better in a feud with Keith Lee.
Okay. I thought you meant something. Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Powerhouse Hobbs would be good for Wardlow right now.
You're right. Right. That's right. Right.
But no. Brian Cage and Keith Lee actually, I think, will be a good match.
That would be a good match.
Yeah, because the way he can move around. That kind of fits more in with what Cage does, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And they could bring a whole generation of big man wrestling in that one match.
Yeah.
They did that right.
Yeah, actually, I would want to. Thinking about it, yeah, I would like to see that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'd know who would come wrestle, and I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to say it out loud, and it's going to be on recording. But if they ever do that and they need somebody else to come in, it's an independent guy I know that's definitely going to make it. He will fit in right there with them. That's Calvin Tankman. If you ain't watched that dude on the indies, you need to watch this guy. Calvin Tankman is a beast. He's a beast, beast. This dude is a big dude. That can, he can fly. He can fly. I mean, you know, they said Red Bull has wings. Well, he must be Red Bull. I'm serious. I've seen him do stuff in person that just made my jaw drop. And just, and when he comes back, and when he's walking back, I'm just like, you don't even know what to say. It's like, what the?
About how big
is he? That? About 5'8", 375.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn.
I'll be interested to see that. Yeah, I'll be interested to see that.
Actually, this is what we'll do. Since they do a lot of watch-alongs and stuff like that, we're going to have our own watch-along. I'm going to bring up a Calvin Tankman match. And then we're going to do a watch-along and have everybody see it.
Yeah, because I'm just interested to see the 5'8".
He's about 5'8", 5'9", yeah.
Yeah, I'm just here a 5'8", 375-pound dude. Boom, that's I'm got my curiosity now.
GCW tried to pick him up real quick. He was actually, he was champ of GCW for a minute when they first started. But yeah, GCW kind of just. That's a sad case right there. That's another one I don't think they did somebody right on was Calvin Tankman. He's unique enough to where he should have been a champion a long time and didn't want to go to this hardcore, you know, tight wrestling. But yeah, Calvin Tankman is the man. If you're listening, Calvin, what's up, brother? Do your damn thing. Keep it going. In that one, I mean, Dynamite was just awesome. And then we come to the end of Jay Lethal taking on Adam Cole, baby. I love this match. Because I predicted what was going to happen before. My buddy thought I was nuts. And then he found out how right I was. The ending was exactly what I thought was going to happen. I couldn't believe I thought it would happen, but then I thought, no, they ain't going to do it. I was like, but they're going to do it. I said, they should do it, but they ain't going to do it. And literally, because I know Jay Lethal in that final injection. And Adam Cole is already known for racking people. I just like, he's going to rack them. Sure enough, he went for that lethal injection and racked them. It was a good match. Good, solid match. I'm going to say it should have been reversed. This should have been the first match. And CM Punk and Dax Harwood should have been the main event.
As far as the matches went, I could see that, but with the booking, I could see why they went the way they did, though.
I guess.
Yeah, I could see the same thing. I could see one because CM. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I mean, it's as good as and that Harwood match was, I mean, nobody really saw that coming. I mean, like, the casual fan was just like, was not really expecting that. I was kind of like, wow, he's doing a single match. So I don't think that would have, going into it, not knowing what he was going to do in a singles match, I don't think that there would have been a hyped-up, like, excitement with him in the main event. Like, it would be for Jay Lethal and Adam Cole. No, they're already established single stars.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But the show didn't turn out that way because they got match of the night.
Oh, no, it did.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely did.
I mean, I enjoyed the match. But it's just one little thing I'm going to nitpick about. And I may have been the only one that noticed this. But It's not even anything to do with the match, but I don't understand these rankings. Okay, how the hell is, as much as I love Jay Lethal, how is he hasn't been on TV, but he's the number three contender for the heavyweight, for the AEW title, and they had the Dark Order being the number one contenders. I just like, how do y'all are these ratings, are y'all just throwing out numbers? I mean, why at this point, why do they bother even doing the rankings if that's how they're going to do them? Just my little minor soapbox thing for Sunday.
Actually, we're going to be stuck with Mr. on Darker Sun. But yeah, I get that too. I wanted that with the Dark Order for a long time now, to be honest with you, but.
I mean, how the hell are they number one contenders for anybody's tag team titles?
Well,
how Jay Lethal is, as great as Jay Lethal is, I mean, have we ever seen him win on TV to be the third ranked contender?
Well, when I saw his record, I was like, he must be on Dark a lot.
That's what I was about to say. That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah, he's getting
okay.
He's getting them dark matches in.
Like I said, I know it's a little nitpicky and all, but I enjoyed the match though. I mean, I thought it was really good. I thought them two matches were two of the best matches I've seen so far in 2022 so far.
That one was good, but I'm sorry. Match of the year right now. Both of them involved CM Punk for me. One was a dog collar match with MJF. The other one's Dax Harwood. And I know a lot of people are going to look at me like I'm crazy and say, really, dude? Yeah, really. It was that good of a match. And the only people that wouldn't like it is the people that don't appreciate where wrestling came from.
Yeah. And people are just like Lucha or you know, hardcore, I guess, deathmatch type stuff.
Right. That was classic, man.
Yeah.
That was classic. That you could put that up there with a lot of great matches from back in the day. That's like Dusty Flair territory right there, in my opinion. People might not rank it that high, but I will go ahead and say it. Everything them two guys did in that ring was on that level. I couldn't stop watching. This is the first time in a long time that I got pissed because a commercial came on during the match.
I'm gonna tell you.
I mean,
think
about it. What was the last time you were pissed when a commercial came on during the match? When was it? That's the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I was trying to think. That Punk Harbor match. I wish that was like back in the 70s where they believed in doing Broadways. That could have been a great Broadway match.
Mm-hmm. But I still want to see. I think they just tapped the surface on him. I think Dax got a lot more stuff in him. I think he's got a lot more stuff in him. And
I can only see it.
I think it's. Oh, go ahead.
I about to say I can only see Dak being a world champion in a Ring of Honor, or something like that.
You know, I thought about that.
And that depends on how big of a hand Tony Khan got in the booking.
That's messed up, dude.
If he let somebody else do Ring of Honor, then I can see him being a world champion there. I can see it. But never WWE or AEW. I can never see that.
I definitely would say it would not be WWE. I would definitely say that. But AEW, I wouldn't be so sure.
I
would think Dax Mike could get the AEW title.
Nope. Can't see it happening.
Why?
Because I mean, he has everything it takes, but to me, he just doesn't look, I mean, it's going to sound shallow, but he does not look like a world champion. He just doesn't, and he's been booked. He would have to start from zero. He would have to break the mindset of him being a tag team wrestler, for one. And he had to pretty much start all over from ground zero, pretty much. And again, with the current creative, I'm not going to say the name, but with the current creative at AEW right now, I don't think they have a capacity to build a star from ground zero.
Okay.
They could definitely
do
a start from ground zero.
I actually don't think they have to start from ground zero.
But like,
I don't believe
you have to erase it. I think so, because you have to, because right now he's associate, he's FTR. It's like him and his partner are like basically one. So you really have to break him from that out of the fans' head.
If they watched him wrestle, it would break out of the fans' head. You know what I'm saying? He's that good. Initially, you know, if they put him in matches where he could clown like he did, I think it would actually work in his favor, because he already got that reputation of being tagged, and they will boost him up more because he could do singles too. I just think that he would have to go on a winning streak. They would have to put him on a winning streak to where he would win about 4 or 5 matches in a row.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How much faith do you have in somebody like Tony Khan having that kind of vision to do that?
See, we didn't talk about faith here.
I know. I'm asking you, what do you think the chances are? I mean, I agree with you. That would be the way to go if they were going that way. Right, but do you have faith in Tony Khan can see that to, you know, okay, this is how we build somebody up. Okay, certainly didn't do it with Adam Page. They certainly didn't do it that way, with the way with what they should have done if they was going to put the belt on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But you also got to think of other factors. When he was really on a roll to get that belt, the pandemic hit. And what they were trying to do was buy time. So when he did get that belt, he was in front of fans.
But hanging on with the damn Dark Order. Okay, I'm getting off subject, I know, but I'm just saying.
But you played with the Dark Order, you made him alcoholic, and all of a sudden he's not an alcoholic no more because he's a champ.
Right. Now he's putting the belt on. Come on now. I don't see them having the vision to do that. I can't see it.
See, when you talk about the Dark Order and Adam Page, it's one of the things to where I understand both sides of the story on that one. I think that they could have did more with him once the pandemic started drifting off. I think that's when they should have did things. I understand they put him with them after, you know, dude died. Because it got him the sympathy thing, too, to be looked at in a positive light. So I can understand that. But they should have put him in a little bit more commanding role to be champ.
Yeah.
Right. They should have built him up more.
And they didn't do that.
That was right. Get some good singles wins.
Yeah.
The same way you just said,
exactly.
they should do with Zach. That's what they should have done with Hangman.
I'm still looking. Looking at this stuff.
Right. Sorry. So if they missed that boat with Hangman, I can't see them being any smarter to do that with Harwood, if they were able to go that route.
All right. Yeah. Wishful thinking. But you never know. I mean, you got Regal there. Maybe Regal needs to do to him.
Okay, yeah, yeah, more, yeah, more confidence in Tony than I do. Okay, more Tony Khan, I should say.
Well, hold on. I mean, Tony Khan does respect Regal like I don't know what.
We'll see. You know what? Time will tell.
Yeah, I give it a year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Regal's going to be over one of them in a year. I don't know if Tony Khan's going to keep ROH or he's going to keep AEW to where he's booking, but one of them he's going to have to give the booking to someone. And I think
yeah.
Well, I hope so. I'm not positive about that. I ain't positive, but I hope so.
I think within a year, Regal will take over one of them. He's going to see how well he does with that. He's going to let him take over both of them.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Fingers and toes.
Yep.
Cross everything.
No, I ain't crossing my eyes because I run into something. No, I'm cool. okay, what else? Yeah, we're going through this. We're going to talk about that chick. But what did you guys think of the Layla Hirsch Red Velvet match?
Well, I fast forward. I'm gonna be honest, I fast forward.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but
it wasn't bad.
The one
it wasn't time. Bad. I mean,
yeah. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not sure if it wasn't bad because I really had low expectations of it, regardless. But no, I thought they did pretty decent out there.
Yeah, I'll take you guys' word for it.
Yeah. And then we get to the Jericho Appreciation Society and Dark Order. And that's when I fast forwarded. I was like, I'm done. I'm cool.
Yeah, I fast forward to the end of that just to see what happened.
Yeah. I didn't even look at the end of it. And then So unfortunately we got to see Tay Conti. Oh, help me, Lord. I need some Pepto-Bismol after that. But not only did we have to do that blasphemous piece of garbage, but we did have two great matches on the show. I think it was the best thing that was on this week. And honestly, I don't even want to talk about the other shows this week besides that, because that's the only one that was worth talking about.
I
thought that Raw was pretty decent this week, but SmackDown was a complete letdown, in my opinion.
I mean, I'll say I watched New Japan, and I thought Okada and Naito had a decent match, but they always do well, work well together. But other than that,
you talk about New Japan, man, dude. Where did you watch New Japan from? What channel?
Axis. It comes on right after Impact.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I didn't watch Impact. Yeah, I didn't watch Impact, but I still like New Japan, not as much as I used to, but they just started coming back on a few weeks ago in Chicago. They just started coming back on, so I'm giving them a chance.
They got a show in Chicago coming up, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
New Japan, though.
Swerve versus somebody.
Gonna be on that card.
Yeah, they got a card going out. I forgot. I think it's out at the Odeon. I think at Villa Park. I think it is.
Really?
Yeah. Back at where ECW used to come when he used to come to Chicago.
I wonder about those tickets.
Yeah, I had thought about going, but I'm still too fearful of this pandemic thing. So That's why I didn't get tickets for it. And plus, at the time, I really didn't know who New Japan had other than just, you know, Naito and Okada and a couple of them guys or whatever. So I just passed on that. Normally I would have, you know, been the first one to try to get a ticket. But nowadays, I'm hesitant of going to indoor events like that. It's going to have to really take something for me to really want to go. I haven't seen a card in a while that just excites me enough to take that chance.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm glad I ate that steak earlier because I puke it up right now. All Elite Wrestling. Dear Post, we will have the first Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament qualifier.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
Guess who they have on there first?
The bunny against who? Yeah, exactly.
The freaking bunny. God, I can't get away from this chick. I didn't see that one. Thank God.
That's the only thing that would have made it better.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
Oh, that would have been. If they would have booked the bunny versus Ty Conti, I would have sworn Tony Khan was listening to the podcast and did that to you on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
God, why in God's green earth? Okay.
If the bunny lady, you know Ty Conti's in it too.
Oh, God. Why did you have to just do that?
Shoot, they might mess around and bring Big Swole back.
I'd rather watch.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just being honest. I would. I would rather watch her than those two.
I can't go with you on that one. I'm sorry.
I'm the same way though. I would put Ty Conti is better than Big Swole.
Yeah, Big Swole is horrible.
I'm not saying Big Swole is bad as the bunny. Between the three, Conti is the best of the three.
Really?
Between them three, yes.
That's interesting. I would have put
between. I mean, the worst is the bunny. We go to worst of those three. It goes Bunny, Big Swole, and then Ty Conti.
And see, I got to flip it. Big Swole is the worst to me. But it's like, to me, it's who's worse, Big Swole or Eva Marie. I'm not really sure.
Oh, damn. You really don't like Big Swole.
And that's what I'm saying. She's like right down there. Yeah, Big Swole is abysmal. I mean, she's horrible.
He just hit her to purgatory. God, dog.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus, Big Swole is just, she's just, And I hate saying that about a sister, but, oh, man, she's just,
They could definitely
do without her.
Yeah, they could definitely do without her, but I'm sorry. It's no question for me. Somebody say, if the question is, what is the worst, and Eva Marie comes up, Eva Marie is coming out of my mouth right off the top. I don't even need to hear the other choices.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Big Swole is worse simply because at least I'd rather look at Eva Marie more. At least I could look at her and just, you know, kind of cringe out with. But I can't even look at Big Swole. It's just like, I can't even.
I can't look at Eva Marie.
I look at her
small dog.
Yes, he does.
I can't even look at Eva Marie. It couldn't even happen. It's plastic R Us. I'm sorry. If I want to recycle bottles, I'll get all the Mountain Dews I drink and take it to the station. I don't need to see it on TV. Yeah, she's too classy. I can't do it. But
it's redheaded.
Huh?
Oh God, let's not speak of Eve Marie. I said she's the redheaded Bella.
The Bellas
are
better than Eva Marie. They're better
than
Eva Marie.
Yeah, I'll say that. Well, anybody's better than
Eva Marie, but. Except Big Swole.
Wow. Michael Cole is better than Eva Marie.
Well, yeah.
I thought Michael Cole was a good hole. A good heel. I enjoyed him as a heel. I'm not going to speak about his wrestling now, no. I thought we talked about
who sucks in the ring. Like he was horrible in the ring.
Oh, he was awful. He sucked. Oh yeah, he was terrible. But I thought his character was funny though.
I thought you said that he'd rather see Michael Cole wrestle than her.
Oh, I would rather see Michael Cole wrestle. You know what? That's a delete for me. That's not even a fast forward. That's a delete.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm just gonna delete that show if I gotta watch that.
That's Triple H grabbing Earl Helping after he lost to Chris Jericho and tell him that never happened.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
If the only way I could see CM Punk and Zach Harwood, I had to watch Michael Cole, Eva Marie, I'm just deleting the whole show then. I'm not, you know what, never mind. I'm just going to miss that match.
Hey, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, if I had to watch that match to see Flair Steamboat, I'll just fast forward. I'll just delete it. Never mind. I ain't doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. If the fast forward function didn't work, then I can't get up to go take a piss or get a sandwich. Then you know what? I actually have to watch that match. Nah, never mind. I'm good.
Well, speaking of watching matches. Next Saturday, WrestleMania. As we all know, it's supposed to be the
I can't wait.
I know. Do you hear the excitement in my voice?
Yeah.
Woohoo, WrestleMania!
Only thing I would be looking forward to. Is going to Tony House for the party. That's the only thing I would be looking forward to. And we can make fun of this match together, these matches together. as a group, we can make fun of these matches.
Yeah. Chicago, we were having the best. If we was having WrestleMania matches, that would be the only thing to look forward to.
Yeah. Have our little prop bets. That's the only thing I'll be looking forward to.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't right. All right, so let's get to these matches and let's see what we think of these matches. Rey and Dominic Mysterio taking on The Miz and Logan Paul. Tony's kicking off. Who do you think is going to win that one?
There is no winner in this match. This match is going to be horrible. But I'm picking The Miz and Logan Paul on this one because I think they're going to I got to pick a winner, to be honest with you. I'm going Miz and Logan on this one. They like celebrities winning.
Yeah.
I agree. I think at some point Miz got to win a match at a big show. And especially having Logan Paul having a celebrity there, I'm going with The Miz and Paul with Dominic doing the job.
Yes, Dominic is taking the L on that one.
Yeah. I myself also think, and it makes me sick to even say this. Yeah, The Miz and Logan Paul. will win this matchup. Get off your barf bag, ladies and gentlemen. But the thing that's going to come out of this to make this interesting is I think actually this is going to be the breakup point. I think Dominik is going to turn on Ray.
Yeah.
Ray's going to take the pin.
I agree. Oh, really?
Dominik is going to get yes. I think Ray's going to take the pin. Dominik's going to be mad. He's going to turn on his dad on Monday Night Raw. Or maybe that night. Never know. Well, I think they might hold off too.
I was thinking Dominik was hit the pin and blame his dad.
Right, exactly, right. That's exactly where I was going with it.
Ray is too much of a fan.
That should be who we bet on. Like, who's turning on this?
Yeah, that'll be the first.
You know that would be a side. You know that would be a side bet at the party.
Who's taking a loss? I see Dominik turning heel though. I see Dominik turning heel.
Oh,
you never know. He might go under the tutelage of the Miz.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch that for a few weeks. See where they went with it.
I gotta say that would definitely be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my thinking though. Just like Marcus says. But the booking of the WWE.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That could turn out to something, but it's not. Next matchup. Drew McIntyre. Happy Corbin.
Do we even need to talk about this? I think it's unanimous.
just pick one so we could just run from this one.
Drew. I think I speak for all of us. We could say Drew and move on.
Drew, without a doubt, on this one.
I'm saying
anybody
takes
the really?
I think he's gonna be upset.
Really?
Do you think Drew's gonna take the L at WrestleMania on this?
Yes.
Really?
I just see him like twisting it, just to twist it, just to piss people off.
Man, I wish you would be at the party. Oh man.
Oh man, yes.
Man, dude, man.
Dude, if we was at my WrestleMania party and you picked up, everybody would be pulling their money out. Like everybody,
man,
we were all instantly pulling money out on this one.
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
Oh man.
You know what? I'm just gonna be real with you. You know WWE likes pissing off people. And, you know, Logan Paul can be overshadowed by the people getting pissed off because of what Dominik is going to end up doing. So that's going to go by the wayside and nobody's really going to pay attention to being pissed off that Logan Paul won the match. This right here is going to piss some people off.
See, See, Bob, here's the problem, Bob. You got some creativity in your book in mind. And see, that's the problem with that kind of stuff. We're talking about Vince and Tony Khan. That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about WWE to piss off people. That's Vince's point.
Right. But that's too creative for booking. That's too creative for Vince.
No, it's not.
See, here's the thing with WWE booking. I don't think WWE books to piss people off. I think they book thinking this is what people want to see, and it pisses people off because they're out of touch.
I think some of his booking is where he secretly sits back in his chair and it's like, what are we going to do? I don't understand. I think I'm going to piss him off this one. Yeah, let's do this. Honestly,
man, I wish I was going to be in the same room with you Saturday night. I just wish I had. me and my wallet. Man,
it'd be funny if I'm right.
I would gladly hand you over the money if you were right and shake your hand. I was like, man, you were right. I would happily say you would. You know what? I would acknowledge you. No question about it. I would acknowledge you. Matter of fact, you know what? If it happens next Sunday, I would acknowledge you next Sunday if it happens.
I seriously think that Corbin's going to win.
Okay.
He's gonna get interference from his buddy. And actual McIntyre's revenge is gonna come at SummerSlam, not here.
You know, if it happens just like that, I will acknowledge you next Sunday on the show.
Okay.
Yep.
And then in there somewhere, and I'm not sure if this is going to be in the exact order, Stone Cold is going to come out on Kevin Owens on the TKO show. That's not supposed to be a match, but I think it's going to turn into a match.
That's not that's, Stone Cold. Yeah. Is
I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing a stunner and a beer catching type thing. I'm not seeing a match.
They're desperate. They might have them do something.
But you know what? That would be bet number two. That would be bet number two. Yep.
I won't put my money on this one. Now the other one I'm more confident on. The corporate I'm more confident.
I think bet number two. I think bet number two is gonna be if it's actual match.
Yeah,
so that would be if it's a match. It's not picking a winner.
So do you think it's gonna be a match, Cody?
I don't think it's gonna be an actual. Well, if it's a match, it's gonna be like the Cena Taker match that one year where it's gonna be. Actually, think about the Cena Taker thing. Yeah, it could end up being up a match. It really could. Think about what they did with Cena Taker that one time. And if it is, Stone Cold's going to win. Stone Cold is not going to. If he actually does get physical with Kevin Owens, he's not getting physical with Kevin Owens to take a L in Dallas, Texas. That ain't happening.
Yeah. I can't see a match. I can't see any kind of match at all.
If it's a match, it'd be something quick. It'd be like when Cena Taker that one year. Something real quick. It'd be a stun, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't even see that happening.
This is I don't know how to call it, because on one hand, I'm like, yeah, the quick match, the stunner, 1, 2, 3, I could see that. But then also, I think what I would like to see, and I think that should happen, is that Stone Cold is beating them through the whole show. Like, they show him, they still fight, you know, it starts off with the TKO show, they get into it, they start fighting, they fight to the back. Okay, we're going to go for our next match. Wait a minute, what happened to that? Well, we'll get back to that. And throughout WrestleMania, they start following them and piecing in Stone Cold and Kevin Owens fight. I think I could see something like that happen. But again, we talk about WWE here.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So there's no guarantees. I'm just going to say I can't call it. I'm going to say no match. But I think if it is, it's going to actually go throughout the whole program. And I think that will actually, if they did it right, would bring the ratings to people to keep paying attention to WrestleMania. You know, Stone Cold comes back and he's fighting the whole darn WrestleMania hour or something. And have your weakest matches on, but keep filtering that in. I think that would go over very well.
Yeah,
into
I don't
the
think
rain,
Austin
wants
to do that.
Yeah,
I don't think Austin wants to do that much work.
But honestly, the way he's booking it, it's not really a lot of work, though, because it's like they fight for a little while, and then they go to something else. Then when they go back, then they work a little bit, then they go to something else. But even if they would, like, build it as if they fight the whole time, they ain't fight that whole time. It'd be a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there.
No, I think Austin wants to do that segment and be done with it, I think.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. Okay, next matchup. The Usos taking on Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. And I, okay, can I say something? And y'all gonna laugh at me about this. But actually, I don't care anymore. Rick Boogs is starting to grow on me.
What, like a bad rash?
No. I went with old girl down the street. I'm talking about Rick Boogs.
Okay.
No, it's so goopy, it's growing on me. You know, it's one of them things where
it
looks like,
the goofy part.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of them things you hear that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm listening to this crap. Why the heck are they doing this? And then after a while, it's like, you know, it's all right. You know, I get that with Boogs. I think he'll never be a world champion, but I think he'll be an intercontinental champion. Yeah. I think he's going to end up being an intercontinental champion. But he's never going to be a world champion, though. But his entrance is just, it's catchy. I mean, if you listen to the audience when he comes out and he says his name, you have most of the people in that audience is going right along with his stick. Rick Boogs is growing on me. And actually, my pick, because the Usos have had those belts for so long, I can't go into strong detail until next week. But I'm going to say Shinsuke and Boogs is going to win the title.
I'm afraid. I'm hoping they don't. But if I was putting money on this, I would go along with you. I'm scared that's what's going to happen. Just because I think the Usos have pretty much gone through the division. So just a change of pace, I can see that happening.
I hope not.
I don't see them winning the titles. I see the Usos coming out on top on this. And part of the reason is I see the Bloodline being the dominant fixture in SmackDown after WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, this ain't predicted as a spoiler. My pick is Roman Reigns to win the title on Sunday, and I don't see his celebration of beating Brock Lesnar, the Usos losing their titles, taken away from that. So they're going to keep the titles on the Usos a little longer.
I will save my comments for next week.
Yeah, well, I hope that's what happens.
Oh, it will. Stick with me. You can change your pick if you want.
Okay.
All right. I know Tony's picking this matchup. For the Raw Women's Championship. Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. We know you ain't picking her. But has anybody figured out, is Bianca Belair actually going to wrestle at WrestleMania? Or is she injured? Or what's going on with her?
The way the talk is, he's in right now.
So
I don't think I think she definitely is not going to wrestle. And this is one of the only times I ever say I hope somebody's injured. I hope they're not doing her. I can't see why they would do her like that, not have her wrestle, even if she was going to take the L. You know, why wouldn't they have a wrestle?
Because of the backlash they would get for her taking the L?
Well, I think if it ever came out that they kept her off and she wasn't hurt, that they lied, I think that would be the bigger, worse backlash if it ever came out.
Yeah. That's true, too. And this one, I don't know who her substitute is. I don't know if there is a substitute. I don't know if this is just a trick to try to psych Becky Lynch out. Because if you remember, it might be a trick because, think about it, Becky Lynch came out of nowhere when she was pregnant and beat her in 26 seconds. Maybe this is a way of her getting back at Becky.
Now I would like that. If that would be creative, which I don't trust Vince to do again, but that would be good, right, though.
But I don't know. This is when it's too close to call for me because we don't know enough factors.
But for the moment,
that's a problem with the X factor and all this, so it is kind of hard,
right,
to call. But you guys would be surprised to know that as I'm saying this, I'm kind of throwing up a little bit in my mouth. I'm going to need another beer. I get that this Becky winning this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I
have it to where if Bianca win, Bianca's wrestling, Bianca's going to win.
Yeah, I got Becky
if
winning
not, Becky's
against anybody.
Win.
Yeah, I got Becky winning against anybody other than Bianca.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the substitute. Yeah, they're not putting the title on the substitute.
Right.
Well, actually, oh man, this is really gonna be hard though because there's a couple possible substitutes that could take the title.
Who? Rhea Ripley's in a tag team match.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's a separate night.
Okay. Now, I have one name, and before I say this, let me just say that this is going to be a more talented match than your worst female match, but this will literally make me throw up. This is, for me, it's going to be my Ty Conti versus the Bunny, because I hate both these bitches. But Bayley should be back by now.
I read she wasn't clear yet. Now, I don't know, but that could be propaganda.
That could be,
yeah. She's not clear yet. But now I would look.
Now,
I like Becky. So I mean, I like Bayley. So I would love to see her.
I can't stand that bitch either. It's something about them bees. Bayley, Becky,
yeah.
Bunny,
yeah.
All of them bitches need to go. But the other possible.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the one I'm hoping for, though, is Asuka coming back.
That would be interesting. That would be very interesting.
And remember, and Becky gave it out to, well, when Becky gave out the belt, Asuka was the champion.
That's true.
That would be interesting.
Now, if they put Asuka in that match, that would be good.
Yeah, it would be.
That's the one time I would say, yeah, Asuka would probably win.
Yeah, and see, I wouldn't even
care
for it. I would actually watch that.
I would too, because I want to see Becky get her.
And that would be a damn good match too. And I think it's a better WrestleMania match than I think it'd be a good one.
Yep, it'd be better than most of them, yeah.
I would
like
to see Becky Sage get kicked off. That's why I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Let her head fly like a football in Soldier Field.
If they do that, that should be the opening match if they do that.
No.
That would be one hell of a way to kick off night one. No, that would be a hell of a way to kick off night one.
You don't do that.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely, yes.
Put that
absolutely.
Right in the middle of the card. I put that right
no,
in the middle of the card.
I would kick it off with that.
I put it in the middle of the card because I built that anticipation of who's Becky going to fight.
Here's a problem with night one WrestleMania Saturday night. Open the card is pretty much the middle of the card because they got Stand and Deliver before that.
Yeah, that's true.
The NXT show.
And then not only that, they going against the Final Four. So you got to get some eyes on your show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Final Four is next week.
Right.
Congratulations to St. Petersburg for making the cards they did. I love them.
Man, tell me about it.
Fundamental basketball. Fundamental basketball always wins. And that's what they play. That's exactly what they play. Just who did they lose? Who did they lose against?
He's playing right now against North Carolina.
You said what?
No, Peter's playing right now against North Carolina.
Yeah, they down.
Oh,
16.
They are? I thought they lost.
Yeah, they down. Yeah.
No, they just beat Purdue. Just beat Purdue.
Yeah, but I thought they had another game before they played North Carolina.
Nope.
No, they beat Purdue to get into the Elite Eight, and they're playing North Carolina right now. It's like 27-9 right now.
Oh, please don't tell me they let North Carolina run through them like that.
Well, so far.
Right now, yes.
So far, yeah.
Oh, man. And see, that's what I was afraid of. Yeah, I'm looking at – I see it. Yeah, they're playing 27-9. Yeah, they need to really – I wonder how many fouls have been called in this game. Because I don't see North Carolina being able to play get rebounds and stuff like that off of them. This has to be a game that's being called terribly.
Well, I know it's not basketball. It's only been 8 fouls so far, and North Carolina's shooting pretty good from the 3 right now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, God. Oh. Well, I'm already seeing what the problem is. They're rebounding like they're supposed to. They're blocking a shot. But North Carolina got 7 assists. They're shooting 41%. St. Peter's is only shooting 18% from the field.
Yeah. That'll do it.
14% from three-pointer.
You can't win like that against anybody.
Mm-mm. No, so yeah, you shooting 18%. You did shot 22 times and only hit 4. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But they're not getting out rebounded by much. So, but back to wrestling. Got me all thrown off with that one. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting match. I just think it should be at the middle of the card. Build that tension up. See who Becky's going to face. Finally, we're going to see who Becky's going to face. Becky comes out first. And then you let people know she's going to face. She thinks she's just going to have a night off. You know, Bianca can't wrestle. And then that person comes out.
So, well, you have a better idea of what they're going to do with that match at the Raw tomorrow, though.
Yeah. Who knows what they're going to do, though. Yeah.
I mean, Bianca's at Raw tomorrow. Then it's Bianca versus Becky.
True. Oh, next matchup, which I think will be the main event of the whole night on Saturday. Charlotte Flair taking on Ronda Rousey. Woohoo.
It is the main event, so I think they just need that.
So, Marcus, who are you taking in this one?
As much as I want Charlotte to win, I know it's going to be Ronda.
Tony?
In the words of Ric Flair, put a tear in my eye, but it's a different tear. It's a tear of sadness. on principle, I'm not doing it. I'm going to just have to take this L with her. Pick it, Charlotte. I'm going down with Charlotte. She's taking an L, I'm taking an L on this one. I hate picking. I'm not picking Ronda. I refuse to.
Yeah, I mean, because I think I'm one of the people, I love Charlotte, but she, to me, she could keep the title forever as far as I'm concerned, but I just can't see them not putting it on Ronda because of all the politics.
Exactly, and that's all it is, which is what pisses me off about.
Yeah.
That's why she was on my list last week as far as, like, some of the worst women for wrestling. It's not really what she – she does nothing to help the division. I mean, they have better women putting her over. It's just – I hate how they book Ronda Rousey. It's like, she could go away forever, and I would not be mad.
I wouldn't either.
Like I said.
And
like
unfortunately – Go ahead. My bad.
I was going to say, why is she still being billed and booked like she's the baddest woman on the planet? I don't understand, but –
My thing is, they are depending on MMA fighters to get them over, and that's going to be the downfall of the WWE and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
I think she is one of the sexiest women on earth. I love when she looks her regular self, and I love it when she looks she pissed off. God, that turns me on. But anyway, I'm sorry. You get a look like that, and you go into the bedroom, it's a done deal, I'm telling you. But anyway.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a whole different subject,
though.
But yeah.
If you put it like that, you talk about something different, you put it like that.
Okay.
Oh,
but
man.
In that wrestling ring, I'm sorry. Ronda, no. It's... But she's going to end up getting it, though, because Fox likes her.
Yeah.
She's going to get that title. You know, she's made so much money with Fox with the UFC, they want to have the title.
Yeah.
And plus, WWE get what they want because they can start punishing Charlotte now.
And can we also mention the fact that, like, this whole WrestleMania build-up with this match, I'm sorry, Ronda Rousey is horrible on the mic. Like, her promos are...
Yes, she is.
Like, they're hard to watch. Like, God. And she's going to have a title forever.
I mean, I thought, for some reason, I don't remember her being that bad during her first run, but...
Thank you, because on Friday, I'm like, is she getting worse? I felt like she's getting worse.
Yeah. Guess why she didn't look that bad? Who was she in ring with? Triple H?
No, I'm talking about her mic.
No, I'm talking about her mic. Her mic skills. Her promos are getting worse.
Right. It's like, I don't remember her promos being that bad before. Maybe it's not.
Wait. Hold on. Her promos are the same. Everybody was just picked up because Rousey just came. Her promos hadn't changed.
Is that what it is? The hype is gone and we realize how bad it is? Because I'm just like, it just seems like she's getting worse on the mic. Like, how is that possible?
Her promos has not changed
maybe
at
that's
all.
It.
That's her.
Maybe that's it because this is like she sucks on the mic. And she's going to be the one. No.
She was doing that sing-song high school bullshit when it was against Triple H and Stephanie, and she's doing the sing, and you just had it hit because you had Triple H talking, you had Stephanie talking, you had Kurt Angle talking, so you really couldn't tell or decipher
what she was saying. You knew she was a rookie.
So you gave her that benefit off top. You know, now it's like, hold on, you coming back. You should have learned some mic skills by now, and you suck.
Yeah, but I got to say, I can never hear Stephanie talk again and be just happy. I think
Stephanie's a perfect heel.
Yes, she is, but her voice is hard. I can't do her voice. Her voice is terrible.
Her voice is the heel that makes her a heel.
Her voice is awful. It's annoying as hell.
Her
voice,
it's better than it wasn't her. It's actually improved since like the attitude era. Like her voice back then was like, oh.
Yeah, her voice is terrible.
Yeah.
I think the only person who voiced I hate it worse is Stephanie China. China had the absolute worst, horrible voice. Like, come on.
No, I'm sorry, I can't go there with China.
I heard her talking.
I heard her talking person.
Well, you know what?
She could talk to me all day long with that voice. You know what?
If that's gonna happen, if she's gonna talk to you in person, just please let me know so I know I can be somewhere else. Okay, I couldn't do it.
Man,
she was alive.
I don't know where. Man, I'm gonna blame March number one for this because I don't know where the shirt is at, but I'd rather be in China's shirt. That was my girl back in the day, and back then. I'd rather be in China.
Oh God, man, you disappointed me.
No, man, I'm telling you straight up. When I was in that locker room here in Indy, we did German church down there on, not Madison, but, what's that street? Meridian. It's a place called German Church Park. We did a show there. China was one of the people that Rob came up, Rob Kincaid. That dude was a promoter. He was one of the super promoters here in the Independence. That man, I'm telling you, he put on some shows. I learned from Rob. Rob was the man. And he had China come. And she walked through, and she was just the sweetest person. And her voice did not, it kind of like threw you off for a second. But the way she was and her personality and stuff, it fit her. That voice literally did fit her. And she was she was one of the most awesome people I met in person. I mean, actually, I'm going to put it up there. She's probably, I mean, no offense to Ricky Wharton and no offense to Karma, nothing like that. Karma's my homie. She's my dog. But China was just a sweetie. She was just...
I heard
fitter.
That's a great thing. I always heard about how sweet she was, though. I always heard that about her.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not taking away from the kind of person she might have been, but her voice,
her voice fit her. She had that. She was that mom. She has that mom voice, you know, and that's what it was. She it fit her perfectly. That's all I can say. It fit her perfectly. She was, it's her. China's my, rest in peace. Down below for that girl. Now, we're going to discuss one match. We don't know if it's going to be on Saturday or Sunday. But I heard it's supposed to happen. I'm not too sure if I want to see this, except for the exception of making sure one of these competitors is okay. And that's Bobby Lashley taking on Omos. That's supposed to happen either Saturday or Sunday. In this matchup of these two, I don't see how. I want Lashley to win, but I think they're going to pull a fast one and have Omos go over. Tony, what you thinking?
I agree. I'd be 1,000 times with you. And that's part of the reason I don't want this match to happen, because I don't see them booking Lashley to beat Omos. He should. Like, Lashley should be one of your most dominant figures in the company, though. But the way they're booking Omos and what they're doing with him, Omos, that's going to be Omos' biggest win. His WrestleMania moment is going to be getting the W over Lashley.
Yeah, and I almost would think that would be a good wrestling match, but it's not.
No chance.
They're going to end up treating They ended up treating Bobby Lashley like trash. It's sad. It's real sad. But I'm going to take
it's almost like it's almost like he's going to get punished for getting hurt.
Yeah. Marcus, who are you picking in this one?
And this is petty like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really hoping this match doesn't happen, and they put Almost in like the Andre Giant Battle Royal, something like that, and let him win that. But you know, seeing Vince's booking, I think he's about to get the Big E treatment and go back down to mid card, I think. And if the match happens, I definitely see Almost winning. Definitely. You know, if the match happens, I hope and pray it's some kind of double DQ or double count out or something like that if it happens. But if I'm betting money on this, I would go Almost if the match happens.
True. All right. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost out of time. I want to thank Marcus Buckley, Marvelous Marcus Buckley, for getting on. Tony Motown Allen, thank you for being on. Rob, feel better, man. Get better. We will definitely have a poll out asking about the second half card, the Sunday card of WrestleMania. I revealed the actual poll results and discussed the poll results of Saturday's WrestleMania on next Sundays. And it'll be all WrestleMania next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am the mastermind man, Bob Rogers, saying thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends to tune in. Let's keep this going. We will definitely see you in the future.
You know it's all about life.